I started when the school opened in September 1959 and I left in July 1966. I enjoyed English with Mr. Baker and French, and he taught French as well. Then Mrs. Blaukoff came and she taught French and literature. But I think Mrs. Blaukoff really opened my eyes to literature, and from her I drew my love of Shakespeare and various poets, so credit that to her. But I also did enjoy going to the theatre. We used to go as a class to the Library Theatre. Whenever there was a Shakespeare play on, we went to the Library Theatre, and we used to sit in the front row laughing because we were so close we could see the actors spitting. We just couldn't stop laughing there. Seeing who could spit the furthest. But we did enjoy it, and throughout my school years I went to see Shakespeare whenever it was on. I enjoyed singing in the choir. I was in the choir from the first year. I also used to do the odd solo. For every Jewish festival, we used to put on like a little mini concert, and there'd be people reading, saying prayers and singing. So we were singing most songs in Hebrew, some ritualistic songs and prayers, and I really enjoyed it. I haven't seen any photographs of any sports days. I don't know what happened, whether we didn't have any photographs taken, I don't know. But we had a sports day every year, and in the summer we used to get taken by bus to St Margaret's at Heaton Park, because we didn't have a playing field then. And we used to play tennis, cricket, rounders, football. I did well at school, so I suppose that's why I enjoyed it. Some people didn't, and they just wanted to leave, because you could leave at 15 then. But I stayed on and I did A-levels, and I was very happy there, really. It was newly built in 1959, and it set out to be the first co-educational Jewish comprehensive school. The class that I was in, we were sort of guinea pigs, really, to see how many O-levels and A-levels we could get, because the predecessor to our school was the Jewish school in Waterloo Road. And that, well, we never heard about it, you know, having any real successes. One or two might have gone on to the grammar schools. And the school that preceded that was the Jewish school in Derby Street. That had been going since the mid-19th century, I think, wouldn't it? Because I know my grandparents went there. So this was the first, say, co-educational Jewish school. And, you know, I think the teachers worked very hard to give us a love of learning. And they would say things like, you've got to pass so many O-levels that you'll end up in a dead-end job. Well, I don't think we knew what a dead-end job was, but we worked hard. We did work very hard, and we got some very good results. One of my former friends went on to be an architect. Another is a rabbi in London. I don't think we had any doctors or dentists.